Former State Representative Don Shooter has sued a former colleague, fellow Representative Michelle Ugenti-Rita. Ugenti-Rita had sued Shooter last month, arguing statements the expelled lawmaker made about her damaged her reputation. Shooter's lawsuit says Ugenti-Rita said false and damaging things about him. So with us to help sort this out is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning. I love it when lawmakers fight.
It's quite a fight, too. So remind us all kind of how all this bad blood began between Don Shooter and Michelle Ugenti-Rita.
Well, as our listeners remember, Mr. Shooter was ejected from the House earlier this year over a series of incidents that his colleagues said amounted to sexual harassment. And one of the key victims in that was Michelle Ugenti-Rita, who made some allegations about comments he made to her about her body and everything else. He has since filed a claim against the state for essentially being ousted wrongfully. But in the meantime, she then files her own lawsuit accusing him of not only these harassment claims, but also of pulling a string on her dress that potentially exposed her, which amounts to an assault. He, in turn, as you pointed out, has decided that she's saying false and misleading things about him. Now, what makes all this interesting is that we know that there's much more in the investigator's background on the case that resulted in Mr. Shooter's ouster than has been released publicly.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen now is that once we get into the civil case, we're going to end up perhaps having all that discovered and all that spilling out into the public sphere.
Howie, is there a sense that that is on track to happen? I mean, do either Ugenti-Rita or Shooter seem like they're looking for something other than a court trial?
Well, I think that that the question was, in Mr. Shooter's mind, whether Ugenti-Rita would suddenly realize, do we really want a lot of this stuff out in public? And so rather than simply responding to her claim, he filed his own countersuit, which gives him standing now to keep the case wide open, even as they start going through the discovery phase. I think he wants a lot more out there. I'm not so sure that she does. I think that she's been fairly reticent to talk about the specifics. Why she filed suit, I don't know. I mean, this, you know, in 2020 hindsight, I don't know that that was a great idea in terms of poking the bear.
Yeah. Howie, we also wanted to talk to you about another political story that's sort of making some waves over the weekend. There's been a lot of talk about how the new state treasurer, Eileen Klein, is still being paid by her former employee, the Arizona Board of Regents, of course. She was just recently appointed treasurer by the governor. So tell us, what's all this flap about?
Well, Eileen Klein, as you point out, was the president of the Board of Regents, which is a job that pays $320,000 a year. When Jeff DeWitt quit to go to work for the Trump administration, Governor Ducey appointed Eileen to the $70,000 a year job. She's going to fill out the rest of the term. She's not interested in running for re-election. But what came down was that the Board of Regents decided, well, we sort of still need her on as a consultant, even though we've actually hired somebody else to do a lot of the job she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've decided originally they were going to pay her a full $320,000, and then they cut it back to about $250,000 a year through September, and she's still getting the $70,000 from the state. Now, illegal? Probably not. Perhaps a little tone deaf? Yes.
What's her response to all of this been? I mean, she's saying, like, essentially that she's been transparent about this, like you said.
Well, this was never a question. I mean, this was disclosed when the transition was first made, and I suppose all of us, and myself included, didn't pay a lot of attention in terms of what duty she'd be performing. What we didn't know at the time was that, in fact, the regents were going to be hiring somebody else to do her day-to-day duties. So the question becomes, you know, what is she doing for the money? I mean, the fact is, normally, if you abandon one contract, if you say, I'm going to go do something else, even for a lot less money, you give up the job. Is she worth $250,000 a year, $20,000 a month for her expertise between now and September? That's what the Board of Regents gets to decide. And as a constitutional body, they get to make that decision.
All right. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services keeping us up to date on all of the political drama. Howie, thanks so much.
Oh, I love the drama.